The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings. When your relapsing multiple sclerosis begins to change, how you treat it should change too. Think beyond relapses and choose a treatment that can help delay disability progression. Find out more at changesinrms.com.
My name is Jennifer Powell. I am a columnist with Multiple Sclerosis News Today. Today, I will be reading about how actively coping with daily stress of MS is tied to better quality of life. Actively taking steps to cope with the chronic stress of multiple sclerosis, from keeping a sense of humor to seeking emotional and tangible support, can help to improve patients' quality of life, a small questionnaire-based study from Poland suggests. The study, The Role of Stress Perception and Coping with Stress and the Quality of Life Among Multiple Sclerosis Patients, was published in the journal Psychology Research and Behavior Management. Life quality can be poorer in people with MS relative to their healthy peers, given chronic symptoms that range from fatigue, pain, cognitive issues, and stress. Previous studies, the researchers noted, report high levels of stress in people with this disease relative to the general population, and that most patients consider stress a factor in disease worsening. As such, adequate stress management strategies can benefit patient well-being, both physically and psychologically. However, it is important to identify and understand factors that induce stress and successful coping mechanisms. A group of researchers at Wrocław Medical University recruited 109 adults with relapsing-remitting MS undergoing treatment with a disease-modifying therapy to take part in a questionnaire-based study. Patients were asked to answer questions concerning their clinical history and demographic details such as age, gender, education, and place of residence. Self-reported stress levels were assessed using the Polish version of the Perceived Stress Scale, in which higher scores indicate greater stress. Their stress coping strategies were evaluated using a Polish version of the Inventory for Measuring Coping with Stress and Quality of Life using the Multiple Sclerosis International Quality of Life Questionnaire. MUSIQUAL is specifically designed to evaluate quality of life in MS patients, with 31 items that focus on the multiple disease dimensions and whose scores range from 0 to 100. Among the 109 patients, 70 were women, and around a third had attended a university or held a degree. While they had been living with MS for a mean of 9.6 years, most had been under treatment with a DMT for 4 or fewer years. A majority of these people, 68.8%, were aware of MS support groups, but only 27.5% participated in such groups. The questionnaires revealed high levels of stress reported by nearly half, 47.7% of this patient group, while 17.4% reported moderate stress levels and 34% felt their stress levels were low. Higher stress levels were more frequently reported by divorced or widowed patients compared with single patients and those who were married. Patients currently working also perceived stress as less severe than those who were not. The most common stress coping strategies identified were seeking emotional support and active coping. Religion and substance use were the least used coping mechanisms. As patients grew older with this disease, they tended more frequently to adopt positive thinking, to rely on sense of humor, and to seek instrumental support as coping strategies. But individuals with primary, lower secondary, and vocational education are considerably more likely than those with higher education to turn to substance use. As time since diagnosis lengthened, these people were less likely to follow a set coping plan, but those with longer active treatment were more likely to hold positive thinking and a sense of humor and to seek tangible support. Women significantly, more often than men, used positive thinking and planning and turned to religion, sought out support, and found ways to distract themselves and vent as coping strategies. Married patients also were significantly more likely to use positive thinking and seek emotional support than those who were never married or who were no longer in a marriage. Data also showed that older aged people with disease onset had a perceived lower quality of life. Patients living in larger cities had a significantly higher quality of life score than those in rural areas. As longer time since disease diagnosis was associated with higher quality of life in terms of being better able to cope with rejection, but lower scores in terms of symptoms and relationships with friends. Results from these surveys associated a better quality of life to be more frequent engagement in active coping and in seeking emotional or tangible support. Quality of life in MS patients is negatively affected by a higher level of perceived stress, the researchers wrote. But the use of coping strategies, such as active coping, positive reframing, acceptance, and seeking emotional and instrumental support, is positively correlated with the quality of life of MS patients. In contrast, coping strategies, such as sense of humor, turning to religion, self-distraction, denial, venting, substance use, behavioral disengagement, and self-blame are negatively correlated with quality of life. As such, the researchers suggested that healthcare providers, especially nursing staff, should support the patient in developing the ability to cope with stress.
You always do what you can to keep your relapsing multiple sclerosis in check. But if your relapsing MS is starting to change, it can affect your mind and body in new and different ways. So it's important to choose a treatment that goes beyond relapses, one that can help you stay ahead of disability progression. Take charge of your relapsing multiple sclerosis. Learn more at changesinrms.com.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading the column by Jesse Ace, Disabled to Enabled. The beginning of the end, a reminder to hashtag stay enabled. It's with a heavy heart that I write this. I don't want to, but I have to do what's right. This will be my last column. Lately, things have been crazy busy for me, with a mix of expected events, such as moving to a new home, and a few unexpected ones, such as MS relapses and family illness. I don't do well with the unexpected, which is why I suspect I'm so focused on calendars, organization, and control. Much has changed in my life this year, and it hasn't all been pleasant. Over the last couple of months, I've had 3 relapses, one right after the other. I've had 5 weeks of hypnotherapy. I made my first kid's coloring book. My neurologist told me my disease-modifying therapy, Tecfidera, wasn't working. I decided to try the Overcoming MS diet, which focuses on whole grains, fruits, vegetables, and seafood to manage my condition. My granddad developed cancer. His health declined quickly, and he passed away 2 months later. I started a new job at my husband's company. I took over the organizational part, which involves managing emails, calendars, his podcast, and public relations. My husband and I decided to sell our house, and we plan to buy another about an hour away in a completely new area, which fills me with both excitement and terror. With all of this going on, something had to give. Unfortunately, these events have taken their toll on my MS in one way or another. The hardest thing has been keeping up with writing my column. I feel like the quality of my writing is starting to be affected, and I would be doing a disservice to all of you and MS News Today if I were to carry on. This website is so important to me, and it was a hard decision to make. I've loved writing about my experiences and receiving feedback from readers, but responding to each message has become difficult, as there are so many. Sometimes, life and health keep me from responding. I read, value, and appreciate each comment. It makes my day to receive a comment from a reader saying my column has inspired them somehow, providing them with a message that can alter their perception of their life or illness and help them move forward is a dream come true. I love helping people and demonstrating what's still possible with an illness. I've always wanted to spread awareness, knowledge, and reassurance for anyone affected with multiple sclerosis. We're never alone in this journey. Writing became such a cathartic experience. Since starting this column, my writing has improved tremendously. I'll be forever grateful to have impacted so many. I've learned so much about myself during this time. I've honed my perception of the world as someone with MS, as well as my understanding of how the world perceives those of us with the condition. I am beyond grateful to BioNews, the company that publishes MS News Today, for letting me play a part in its growth over the last 2 years. Between recording MS briefings and finding participants for the 31 Days of MS initiative in March, it's been incredible. After my diagnosis of multiple sclerosis, I longed for a sense of purpose. When a doctor diagnosed me by telling me to go home and Google the condition, I felt hopeless. It was vital for me to find a way to help others avoid being in that position and receive the clarity and reassurance I didn't. It gave me a reason to keep going. It's why I wanted to write about what I was going through, and it's why I created a symptom tracker to help others. I learned we can choose to see ourselves as disabled or lacking ability, or enabled, finding ways to still do what we love, and I 100% believe in being enabled. Thank you to everyone for reading, commenting, and supporting my column. I'd love to acknowledge the team at MS News Today who made it possible for me to share strength and encouragement for others. Now, it wouldn't be right if I didn't leave you with a positive quote. From John Lennon, "Everything will be okay in the end. If it's not okay, it's not the end."
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.